السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على سبيله ونهجه ومن استن بسنته ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد وقد قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم صدق الله العظيم.
All praise and all thanks is only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who yet again has given us this beautiful opportunity of gathering in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah in the month of Ramadan. Indeed, this is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the opportunity of seeing many more Jumu'ahs, and He may Allah ta'ala make it such that we see many, many more Ramadans. We were discussing the last time we met the hadith of Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, where he mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, a person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he told him, Idhni wa ojiz, that give me advice and keep it concise. And we explained that one of the reasons why he asked, or he said keep it concise, was these people, they had that jazbah, they had that desire in the heart, that every word that comes out of the Mubarak mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we must follow it 100%. So if it's concise, then we can follow it 100%. Allah Ta'ala give us that jazbah, that desire, that every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we want to follow 100%. We ask ourselves how many Jummah talks we may have heard, how many bayans we may have heard, but how often or how much have we brought it into our life? Sometimes these are just things that we read, we hear, but we don't really bring it into our life. So this is an important aspect of our deen, that what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, we want to bring it 100%, not 100%, 150%, how we can practice upon it. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him three advices. So we'll just recap quickly what we spoke last time and we'll add a few more points to it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the sahabi that إِذَا قُمْتَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ فَصَلِّي صَلَاةَ مُوَدِّعِينَ, that when you stand up for your salah, stand up as though you're bidding the salah farewell. What is meant by this? Profound, very deep meaning it has. In other words, when you're standing up for that salah of yours, perform it in such a way, in such a condition, with such concentration and devotion, as though this is your last salat. You find a person who goes for Hajj, and he's leaving Hajj, he's leaving Baytullah, and now that Kaaba Sharif is in front of him, especially people who are very, very less fortunate, who don't have money, they save up their whole life to go there, and now they get there, and now the moments of Hajj are over, they have to leave. They don't know whether they'll ever see Makkah Mukarrama again, they don't know whether they'll ever see the Kaaba Sharif again. You watch and you look at these people, you see they look at the Kaaba Sharif and they're leaving, and they're tearing, and they're sobbing, that what a moment this is, that we are bidding Kaaba Sharif farewell. Now this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, that when you're standing up for your salah, as though it is your last salah, you're bidding that salah farewell, how much of devotion, concentration, you should be having in your salah. Now ulama, they take out another point from this hadith, they say that when we are doing any act, or any opportunity of goodness come to us, take it as though this is the last opportunity we've got, it will have a different color, it will have a different meaning in it. For example, the month of Ramadan has come. If we all think that this is our last Ramadan, will we ever waste this month of Ramadan? Will we utilize it in futile activities? Will we do those things that displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or we will be very, very careful of doing only those things that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So you see the deep meaning that it has, that don't, that when you're standing up for any act of worship, yeah, it is salah, but we must think any act of worship we are doing as though it is our last form of worship that we bring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore a person will have a different quality in it. So when he's standing for the Taraweeh also at night, he's not worried about the clock. This morning one person told me so nicely that I don't even look at the clock, so I don't know what time the place where I go for Taraweeh, I don't know what time it finishes. And that should be our spirit, that we're not interested what time it finishes. The fact that Allah ta'ala is allowing us to be in his house in the Mubarak month of Ramadan, standing in salah and listening to the beautiful Quran, that in itself is enough for us to remain in the masjid. There's no need for us to even see the clock. person that is bidding farewell, he's not interested in the clock, he's interested in what he's bidding farewell. So the month of Ramadan, it's as though we think it's our last Ramadan. Standing for the Taraweeh, we don't know whether we're going to see another Taraweeh. Then you'll see that flavor, the color, and the enjoyment in the Taraweeh will be something else. So this was the first advice Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave another advice which is very pertinent and also ties up a lot with the month of Ramadan. All these tie up with the month of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that وَلَا تُكَلِّمْ بِكَلَامٍ تَعْتَذِرُ مِنْهُ غَدًا. Don't say anything that tomorrow you'll have to apologize for. In other words, you be careful of what you say. And saying is the easiest thing. In other words, if a person is careful of what he says, he doesn't say anything that he has to apologize for tomorrow, naturally he'd be more careful about his actions, naturally he'd be more careful about the amanat that he has, naturally he'll be more careful about things that he's been entrusted with, and naturally he'll be more careful of those things that he's supposed to be doing. He'll be much more careful about those when he's careful about his speech. So don't do anything also. Nabi alayhi salatu said, don't say anything. We should think to ourselves that we shouldn't be doing anything that tomorrow we'll have to apologize for. We don't do anything foolish. A person is very, very careful. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith, he says, Al-ajalatu min ash-shaytan wal-anatu min Allah. That rushing and doing anything is from shaitan, and considering, giving deep thought, thinking about something and then carrying out the action is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person is tempted to rush and do something wrong, or tempted to do something that he's not sure about, then he should know this is from shaitan. How often you find a person rush to sign a deal and later he realized that it was such a bad deal. He doesn't know why he got carried away at that spur of the moment. Therefore, mashura is such an important thing in our deen. Anyway, this is a different topic. The next part of the hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, which we discussed previously, is wajmi'il ya'as amma fi aidin nas, that don't have any hope in what other people have got. Person doesn't have hope in what others have got, he'll be happy with what Allah ta'ala has given him. So anyway, to just tie it up with the month of Ramadan, ulama explain four things that we should be careful of in the month of Ramadan. And if we're careful of these four things in the month of Ramadan, then outside the month of Ramadan also, we will be very careful of these things. The first thing that ulama explain is qillat ta'am, that in the month of Ramadan, this training is coming to us. What training? The training of eating less. So if we eat less in the month of Ramadan, outside Ramadan also we'll be trained to eat less. Unfortunately, what happens is sometimes the savouries are looking so nice, the desserts are looking so nice, the different causes are looking so nice, a person ends up eating more in Ramadan than he does outside the month of Ramadan. So therefore, we have to be very careful that we are taught, we are being trained to eat less, so let us eat less. Ulama say, don't eat too little, eat enough, eat sufficient, but don't go overboard thinking now that this is a month of partying and that we just start eating and indulging in festivities. No, there's a specific reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us, Allah ta'ala is making us eat less. And one of the reasons is there's a direct correlation, there's a direct relationship between a person eating less and the level of his spirituality, the level of his ruhaniyat. When the body is being fed less, the ruhani extent increases more. And when a person eats more, then his shahwat and his desires increase more. So therefore, we are starving the ruh also, we are starving the nafs, so that that level of ruhaniyat also can increase. So not to say don't eat, but don't overdo it, don't overindulge, otherwise we start losing the spirituality and the ruhaniyat of the month of Ramadan. So the first advice is qillat ta'am, then eat less. In other words, don't overeat. The next thing is qillat kalam, that don't speak too much. Don't speak. The month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala is giving us that opportunity to talk to Him. This ayat of the Quran which we read, Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. Allah Ta'ala is tying up the month of Ramadan with the revelation of the Quran. It could be tied up with so many things, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically tying it up with the revelation of the Quran, showing us that this is the month of Quran. Which if we need to make our friend anything, make Quran Sharif our friend. Don't get involved in other things. In fact, ulama that are involved in counseling, as far as spiritual counseling are concerned, they tell you they find that there's a very clear inverse correlation between a person's misuse or his continuous use of his cell phone and the recitation of Quran. What is meant by this? That if a person uses his phone a lot, he's engaged and indulging in many groups, in chats, in this and that, it's affecting his level of Quran Sharif. And there's a diary, it's very clear, it's not something that is not clear. If a person exits these groups, one tip in the month of Ramadan, and it will help us outside the month of Ramadan. Every single group that we don't have to be there, we don't really need to be there, just exit ourselves, and automatically we'll see that there'll be an increase in our recitation of Quran Sharif. Why the time that we are wasting on those groups, on those chats and reading, we don't realize how much of time it's stealing. It's not stealing basic time, it's stealing prime time in the month of Ramadan, time that we can never ever replace outside the month of Ramadan. So one tip is get out of all the groups. This will continue, and this motion will move on, that there'll be temptation, join this group and join that group and join this group. But the intelligent person is saying, I want to join the group of Allah. Which is the group of Allah? The masjid. I want to spend more time in the masjid. I want to go seclude myself and talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are already people in our country that have started 30-day itikaf, secluded themselves from everything. They're in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In India, it's a common thing. Few times we went, we find few thousand people sitting the whole month of Ramadan in itikaf. So this is one intelligent way to do it. Easy way is exclude ourselves, seclude ourselves from the groups. Avoid that banter, avoid that chat. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling, wala tukallim bi kalamin ta'tadiru minhu ghadan. You'll find how often a person says something, then he realizes, hey, why did I say that? How much of problems it caused? Now I have to explain myself, I have to apologize. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, don't say it in the first place. In other words, for us, we think we don't even need to type it, we don't need to talk it, we don't need to dictate it, we don't need to write it. We're so careful of what we say. So this is one tip for the month of Ramadan, is that use less time in the cell phones and use less time in discussions. You'll find people who want to party after Taraweeh. Many people will say, the Saturday night is the month of Ramadan, let's go chill out and let's go do this and let's play pool, let's play cards. Intelligent person is one who will understand that this is very, very, very precious time. It's prime time. How can I waste it playing? If anything, we should be burning ourselves out, not chilling out. We should burn ourselves out in the Mubarak month of Ramadan for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another advice for those huffaz that are doing the door is that you find that by a person being constantly focused on different groups, or person continuously being on groups, it causes something known as zehni intishar. Zehni intishar means it causes the thoughts to be scattered. His mind is on this, his mind is on that, his mind is on this. Rather, the mind should be focused on the Quran. When you're doing a door, when a person is reading Quran, he needs a focused mind to remember what he's reading. He needs a focused mind to understand what he's reading. He needs a focused mind so that when he's reading or performing the Taraweeh at night, it comes out, the Quran comes out with a freer flow. And one way to do it is to save a person from zehni intishar. And you'll find people will want to talk about different things. And sometimes it will be strange things that people want to talk to. Sometimes it will be about what the conflicts are happening in Africa, the different tribes, let's try and understand the conflict. Sometimes people want to understand what conflict is happening in Ukraine and Russia. Tell the person, by month of Ramadan, we are interested in the conflict that we have with our nafs. The nafs doesn't want us to read Quran. The nafs wants to take us away from the masjid. The nafs doesn't want us to focus on these amal. So therefore the nafs is telling us, let us worry about the conflict in Ukraine and Russia. What we have to worry? We have to worry about the conflict that we constantly have with our nafs. This is the training ground that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in the month of Ramadan. So the next thing is qillat al-kalam. The third thing that we should be careful of in the month of Ramadan is qillat al-ikhtilat ma'al anam. That the person should be careful that he doesn't socialize too much. So socializing is not a good thing, even out of Ramadan, and even more so in the month of Ramadan. That is a social, get together, family get together, friends get together, this get together, that get together. This is the month of Ramadan. The more we stay secluded, the more better it is. And then you find the fourth thing, and then we'll just terminate. The fourth thing that we should be very careful of in the month of Ramadan is qillat al-manam, is a person doesn't oversleep. It often happens that a person in the month of Ramadan thinks that, okay, now it's Saturday, it's a Sunday, I don't have to go to work. Let me sleep from Fajr till Zuhur, so I don't feel my fast. This is something also is foolish, because what will happen is when a person sleeps excessively, the body becomes lazy. When the body becomes lazy, now a person doesn't feel energetic to do those good deeds that he can do. Rather, he should sleep sufficiently, not to say don't sleep sufficiently. In fact, even in the afternoon, if he can get a small nap, it's good. It will give him strength for the Taraweeh, it will give him strength for his Tahajjud Salat. But don't sleep excessively, thinking now that it's just a weekend, or thinking now that I'm fasting, so let us kill the time so that we don't feel the fast. Person should sleep less. And then we find that, here again, ulama say, don't sleep so little now that the person is so tired, he can't think properly. Sleep sufficiently, but don't oversleep. And then ulama explained that these four things, that's eating less, speaking less, sleeping less, socializing less, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that in the last 10 days of Ramadan, these things all come to fruition. You find that i'tikaf is found. I'tikaf is where a person secludes himself. He comes out. He's not talking to anybody. He's talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's eating less naturally in the month of Ramadan. He's not at home also. He's in the masjid. So he's getting one tiffin that is coming. He's eating less. This is how it should be. Not that a person parties in the month of Ramadan. This is how it should be. And then at the same time, the person now is speaking less because he got his own tent. He's there in i'tikaf. He's secluded. And the last thing he's doing, he's socializing less. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. This is the Mubarak month of Ramadan. If we spend it intelligently, we'll benefit intelligently. Every cent, every second in the month of Ramadan is valuable. Not only every second, every nanosecond in the month of Ramadan is extremely valuable. Let us be careful how we utilize it. If anybody wants to come talk to us about this issue, far away, that issue, tell them, bhai, respectfully, nicely, that after Ramadan, maybe we'll consider discussing.